welcome to Sunday Brunch, the first and last song on Creator's Parrot Channel here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a podcast of an original show episode, which aired on February 7th, 2010. The guests for the day are Russell Blake and Ellie Fortas, and we have what I call the guest co-host, who is named EJ Flavors, a podcaster, who is having a lot of technical difficulties during the live show. So he actually comes in and out on this segment. And this is actually a segment of the original podcast that features only Ellie Fortas. It was a very long podcast, about 90 minutes, and I wanted to make sure that those of you who wanted specifically to listen to Ellie, the interview with her, would be able to do so through this segment of the podcast that's edited and created specifically for this purpose. Now, the music that you're going to be hearing soon that's coming up first is a dedication to Haiti, and the song is called Heal This Land by Tina Malia, so I wanted to get that in there. In the original broadcast, I forgot to mention the name of the song, and so put it at the end of the segment in the podcast for the entire segment of that particular episode. And actually, it's going to be at the end of this one as well. I'm not going to cut it off, so just giving you a heads up on that. I wanted to say a few things about Ellie so you know what's coming up in this podcast. The first song that she remembers hearing, she gives us the name of that, and she also gives us the first song that she believes had an impact on her decision to become a jazz vocalist, so listen for that. Also, we talk about what caused Ellie to go in and out of the closet, and that closet was related to the music industry and how things are run in the music industry and what's required or appears or used to be required of an artist to be successful in music. So she talks about that and talks a little bit about depression and how depression can factor into a lot of the stress-related activities that are involved in the business of the music industry. She talks about what it takes to maintain her balance, how it's a constant juggling act. She talks about how she uses the internet to help to publicize herself and to find resources to help her keep her equilibrium, and also how she uses it to share some of those things with others. She provides two song tracks. She has two albums, one called Something Still Cool Something Still Cool was released in 2008, and her most recent release is Song Spun of Gold, which was released in 2009, and she received pre-nominations, by the way, for the 2009 Grammy Awards in six categories for Song Spun of Gold. And she sings two songs here on the show, A Child is Born, A Waltz for Debbie, which is a medley. And I wanted to give you just one lyric from A Child is Born, A Waltz for Debbie. One small heart, one pair of eyes, one work of art here in my arms. Blessed this morn, a child is born. Beautiful. And she talks about her first gig. The co-host, Neil Alexander, is the person who asked her that question. Neil and I both are asking questions during the episode. We had EJ Flavors scheduled as our guest co-host, and EJ had technical difficulties, so again, he'll be in and out on this show. I don't think he even actually asked a question, but at some point we hear his presence. Neil also asks Ellie why she doesn't compose her own music. what her three biggest vocal influences have been on her life. Who are the individuals who had the biggest influence on her life as a vocalist? And boy, she just says that right away. No thinking about that answer. She knows exactly who these individuals are. We talk about also the importance of social media for success and how she had to learn these tools. Also, we rounded off toward the end with her giving advice to young artists who may be having some difficulty dealing with the music industry, with the business of the music industry, how they may be able to keep their balance and to be successful, especially during times when they're beginning to have some success and there are pressures upon them, coming in on them, regarding how to continue to be successful in the business of music. So she talks about that and gives some tips. And then finally, we close out this episode, this podcast, special edited podcast, with another one of her songs, Wave, by Antonio Carlos Jobim. And that is essentially the content of this podcast. So thanks for being here, and I hope you enjoy it. And one more thing, I wanted to mention that if you go to the homepage for this particular show for Creators Parrot Channel, I want to give you that. It is blogtalkradio.com/creatorsparrot, one word, no apostrophe in creators. Again, that is for Blog Talk Radio for Creators Parrot Channel. So you can catch additional episodes of Sunday Brunch, the first and last song. It is blogtalkradio.com/creatorsparrot. And I hope you'll come and support us. All of the music, all of the conversations, all of the plays, all of the listens that occur at Creators Parrot Channel are all dedicated to the Reach for Freedom Heal Child Abuse Project, which is trying to raise energy, answers and solutions to child abuse and neglect globally, worldwide. So again, thank you for being here, and on to the interview with Ellie. Okay, this is Val Oliver for Sunday Brunch, the first and the last song, and my co-host is with me, who is?
Neil Alexander.
Hey, Neil, and guest co-host, are you there? We just totally seem, I think, lost EJ today.
I am here.
Oh, yay! Yay! Well, EJ, sorry we didn't get a chance to... to interview and talk with you today, but Ellie's on the line, so she's been waiting a little bit long enough, so I'm going to bring you on, Ellie. Ellie, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Neil.
Hey, great to talk to you again.
You too.
And EJ, meet Ellie Fortis.
Hello, EJ.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you too.
Okay, we're just gonna. I'm sorry, we're just gonna get started. Neil, I'm gonna let you ask the first song question, or EJ,
okay.
If you want to, because I have some other questions, and I'm sure you guys do too. So go right ahead.
All right, Ellie.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to say I got a chance to look at your videos today, from the movie that Nick Eskew is putting together. Back to it. It's wonderful stuff.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. So I guess I'm supposed to ask you the first song question, which is, what's the first song you remember hearing, or the first song that you found inspiring?
Well, of course, with any singer, there's got to be more than one. But I had another song in mind that has slipped my mind that came from the same time period. My grandfather used to sing to me when I was about 3. And one song I do remember was Look for the Silver Lining. And there was one that I wanted to mention, and I can't for the life of me remember it. So we'll go with Look for the Silver Lining as far as that 3-year-old experience. And he was my angel. He, unfortunately, he died when I was 6. But those first 3 years, he was my angel and my mentor and my everything. He was just an incredible person. And I still miss him. It's going to be 70 years since then, very soon.
Wow.
And I still miss him, but he was wonderful. And probably helped plant the seed for singing.
Wow.
And
then as a little bit of an older child, my folks used to play the radio, and I was supposed to be asleep. But I would secretly listen from my bedroom, and the song that grabbed me, and this was more in line with being a torch singer, being a real singer, and that was Dancing on the Ceiling.
Oh, wow, great song.
Yeah.
That's Rodgers and Hart, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of like the first singer song that I noticed, you know, of something
mm-hmm.
romantic and something grown up and sophisticated. And I was probably 9 then, so go figure.
Well, speaking of age, I want to just jump in here, Ellie, and I just want to mention a few things for the people who are listening about you, about your history. Now, and you tell me if I'm wrong about any of this, okay? Now, originally you're from Manhattan.
Right.
And you've been a vocalist, a jazz singer for, 54 years.
Yeah,
and
very off and on, but yes, I started 54 years ago.
Okay, and that you've been acting for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And a life coach for about 44 of those years.
Right.
Okay.
Again, off and on.
Okay, off and on. And that you've had essentially 2 breaks from music. The first one was to do what a lot of women do, which is to raise a family. And the second break came about because of a car accident that you had. Was that about 15 years ago?
1976.
Okay, 1976. Your first CD release was Something So Cool in 2008.
Something still cool.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And your latest release is "Song Spun of Gold," for which you received pre-nominations in 2009 in 6 different categories, Grammy nominations. Correct.
Correct.
Wow.
Grammy pre-nominations.
Okay.
Tremendous.
So that's
thank
just
you.
A little short, brief, statement about you. Now I'm going to ask a question, if I may, and then I'll let the guys ask questions. Of course, we want to try and get a song in here as well. So maybe after I ask the question, we'll go to a song, and then I'll let the guys take over. Those years when, you know, after your car accident, when you're away from music, and something that you talk about in the documentary, which people can access from Creators Parrot blog or at the bottom of this profile page here on Creators Parrot channel on Blog Talk Radio, is that you experienced some, I guess, what you would call depression. And you talked a bit about, let me see, how can I put this? You know, you had this experience of where you would go into the closet and then come out of the closet. And I'm assuming that the closet that you're talking about is the closet that came about because of depression. And so, like, when you would come out of the closet, what was that experience like that made you want to go back in? Can you share
actually,
a little bit about
that's
that?
Not what we were talking about in that interview, but yes,
okay.
I can also relate to what you're saying.
Okay.
Getting frustrated or with trying to be a singer or trying to be professional as a singer, trying to deal with the business, that would always be good for off and on depression. And but the thing that would bring me back to it was the music. You know, I mean, it's like if you're hooked on music or any creative art or any creative anything. I mean, it doesn't have to be an art form per se, but anything that you're passionate about. If you're hooked on anything like that, eventually it will call you back and you don't let it go. I mean, it doesn't let you go, I think is a better way to put it. It won't let you go. So you wind up, no matter how much you fight it, you wind up going back to it. And that has happened to me a number of times with music.
Okay, I understand. And I said there's one question. I want to get another question here before we go to the music. And then I promise, guys, I'll let you ask any questions that you may have. In that interview, there was some mention of the real truth. And I'm wondering, what is the real truth for you today? How do you maintain your balance? Because you talked about sort of your spiritual experiences and then being in the physical world. How do you maintain your balance between the two, the physical and the spiritual world today? What are you doing? What is the real truth for you today?
I don't know if I ever maintain my balance for more than a nanosecond. It's a constant juggling act, but I'm always working on it. And I'm great at finding help and finding resources. That's one of my big skills in life, is you give me the internet and I'm going to be led to something really powerful and helpful and more important than anything useful, and hopefully quicker than what I've already known how to do. So that if anybody follows me on Twitter, I'm always posting these little hints, here's a favorite healer, here's a favorite video, here's a this, here's a that. Anything that really knocks my socks off, other people are going to hear about. And I'm always finding these things. Right now I'm working with a spiritual healer who's an incredibly talented, gifted healer. And she's also a singer. She's also an actor. She understands the mentality and the mindset and the issues that we performers have. And plus, she's very, very skilled. So that's my latest thing. She's taught me a healing mantra that I can do on my own, which is great. That helps with balance. But balance has never been my strong suit. I'm much more of a roller coaster act.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to go into your act right now, your musical act, something that you're totally wonderful at. I've listened to the music, and I've got Something Cool, and I've got A Child Is Born, and Wave. Would you like to select one of them, and I'll just go ahead and play it, and then we'll go back to questions?
Go ahead with A Child Is Born and Waltz for Debbie, which is a medley of two songs.
Okay, will do. Here we go. A Child Is Born, Waltz for Debbie, Ellie Forda.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, you, she's yours. I'm going to just be quiet for a while.
Do you remember your first gig?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. In high school, we had a band that that we hung out with that did jam sessions and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
then a friend of mine and I went back to our junior high school, and there was a different band playing, and I ended up going up and sitting in with them. And the piano player decided to try to get me on the band. I was all of 15.
Wow.
And so he invited me to come and rehearse. It wasn't his band, unfortunately. He invited me to come and rehearse, and I sang a couple of times with them. And then
uh-huh.
the actual leader said, no, it was his band, and he wasn't having a singer. So that was my first ever gig, unpaid.
Oh, no.
Well, right, yeah, most of our first gigs.
At 15.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Awesome. Another thing I was curious about for you, being in the jazz world myself, and I know how this sometimes goes, and I say sometimes because it's really sometimes, but do you compose any of your own music?
You know, I don't. There's so much great music out there that I haven't even gotten to yet, and I'm really an interpreter.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it's almost as if
sure.
I compose it myself when I take it and ingest it.
Right. Well, there's that whole technique of taking a song and making it your own.
Yeah.
Which
and,
is a
and that's
an
something
integral
I've
part
always
of jazz tradition.
Always done. Yeah.
Terrific.
So I have not been drawn to composing, but I have many, many, many wonderful songs on the back burner yet to bring out.
Awesome.
That's cool.
And now who? I was just curious, of course. I've worked with a lot of singers, and I see different styles, and I work with some great people, yourself included. And I'm just curious of who were your three biggest influences as vocalists?
Chet Baker, June Christie, and Carmen McRae.
Wow, that was a fast answer.
Yeah.
You had that one down cold.
Yeah.
Wow, wonderful.
Okay, can I jump in here with a question?
Sure.
Because we have like 5 minutes remaining, and I want to get a question, and then the last question, and then another song, and then kind of out of here. But I know, Ellie, that you have said that, or you've asked the question in a video when you were being interviewed, have you ever had an experience so found you didn't know if you could go on. So I'm guessing that you did, and what was that experience, if you don't mind sharing that?
Somebody asked that of me, or they titled something that I wrote that. I'm not sure, you know, it's not really my perspective.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what they had in mind, but it was the hook that they used for the article.
Okay.
I guess we all, you know, like I said, I'm a roller coaster act. So when I'm at the bottom of the roller coaster, it always feels like, you know, okay, this is it. It's never going to go right. It's never going to get any better. And then somehow whatever happens, or whoever shows up, or whatever I luck onto, or whatever I actually do responsibly, that shifts that. You know, like right now I have a mantra that I use. It shifts it pretty fast. But
right.
I didn't always do that. One time it was 4 months of being like that. You know, it's varied over time. Then I'm out of it. So each time you're at the bottom, it might feel that way for a second or a while.
Right, right. Well, you know, yesterday I was looking at some blogs of, I call some younger generation people who are in music, and there was a young woman who was saying that she was a little confused about, you know, what she needed to be doing with her life, and she just had some success, some achievement that she made. in the music industry, and she just sort of said, you know, I'm getting a little bit frustrated with, you know, all of this internet stuff because there's so much to do, and, you know, I'm wondering if I should just, you know, feeling it's like retire on a farm or something or just forget about it all. Those are hard decisions to make, and it is hard to be a musician who has everything to do because you're not at a point where you have people, you know, around to do things for you. You're managing to do it yourself. Do you have any advice for younger people out there that are just getting started and just getting some success?
Well, it's very important to know how to use the internet and the social media stuff. That's crucial. I'm working to try to figure that all out, put that piece together myself, because mm-hmm. that's new for me. But for the kids coming up, you know, they've been there from the beginning with that. The biggest thing as an artist is to just tap into yourself as much as possible. Find what makes you feel the best, what makes you feel the most centered, and make decisions from that place whenever you can. And surround yourself with people that make you feel centered, that make you feel supported. You know, if you have people that are big naysayers around you, try to eliminate as much contact with that as you can. Clean house, I say. That's what I call it. Clean house. You know, I'd rather be alone than be around a lot of negativity. It's not worth the sacrifice just to have company. So, you know, you need to find people that are like-minded, hopefully even in a better place than you are, even more talented than you are. And try to be just as uplifted as you can, because there's plenty of, turn off the television, turn off the news, stop reading the newspaper, you know, go for the most positive, supportive, uplifting things that you can go for.
Well, thank you, Allie. I hope you're done, because we have about 54 seconds left. I just wanted to thank you for being a guest on the show today. I'd love to have you back again.
Thank you. I'd love to be back. And good luck with the rest of it.
Thank you. Neil, I think I'm going to play Wave, another one of Ellie's tunes, on the way out of the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Sunday Brunch, the first and last song.
Okay. Take it easy,
thank you.
Guys.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ellie. Oh, EJ, thanks.
Wave. Bye, EJ. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Catch you next time, man.
Close your eyes, but that's a lovely way to be. Aware of things your heart alone was meant to see. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. You can't deny, don't try to fight the rising sea. Don't fight the stars above, don't fight me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. When I saw you first, the time was 3:30. When your eyes met mine, it was eternity. By now is on its way to be. Just catch the wave, don't be afraid of loving me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. Just catch
dedicated to Haiti, was by Tina Malia, and the name of the song is Heal This Land. Thank you, everyone.